Welcome everybody to 90 Day Fiancé Fridays on a Sunday. We're back at it with the crew. George, Gina, and Jenny's here, and Lana and Amber Lee and Pineapple Girl. So how's everyone doing?
Good. I'm
Yeah,
good.
good. Tomorrow's a holiday here, so I'm good.
Yeah, Canada.
So
So what's the holiday? I'm just curious. What is it?
it's May 2-4 weekend, but the actual date kind of changes every year, but it's on the Monday.
The third Monday of each month. Or May, sorry.
Monday of May, and it's Victoria Day. Basically, the Queen Victoria was like, y'all gotta celebrate me too.
Wait,
Yeah.
was she one of the queens of England? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
She was. She's in our on our $20 bail.
Or
Yeah.
are you off work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No wonder y'all are charged up.
I know you get paid off. Y'all have been printing women on your money. You're so more advanced than us.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah,
See.
yeah. For a
And
while now, get with the program.
well, I want them to, but here there's no women on our money. They just put them on like coins. So yeah.
No, she's on our coins too.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of coins, I was just thinking about this earlier, you guys. How in the US, because your smallest denomination paper is a dollar bill, right? You can just make it rain with $1 bill, sprinkle them around. But our lowest denomination bill in Canada is a five. And also, our money's made of plastic, like Australia. So they slip and slide really well. You can make it rain with Canadian bills, but they're fives. So if you want to give ones, you gotta just like throw $1
Dollar
coins.
coin.
Oh my God, y'all have to throw actual coins at women?
No,
Well,
you
no.
actually, most strip clubs here, when you get in, you buy a bunch of tokens. And you can use the tokens to buy drinks, tokens to tip the waitress, tip the dancer. And I guess
Or
if you
you just
want.
go to the currency exchange and get ones in
Yeah.
American funds.
Oh, American ones. Okay, because I was like, I don't understand. Like, what if you're a brokey and you don't want to like just make it rain $5 bills?
Yeah.
I
We used to
was
have a
like, oh.
$2. We used to have a $2 bill, but then they got rid of that. And we had a $1 bill before, but then we got rid of that too. So now we
But
got
we do.
boonies and toonies.
We have a $2 coin, which is like gold and silver, real heavy.
Oh, so you would like put you would knock her out probably if you threw a $2 coin at her. Like
I think so, for
pretty
sure.
much. And if you put it in the freezer, you can slam it against the wall and it will like break apart.
Yeah,
And it
so
will be
well
worth
tonight
nothing.
tonight's episode ended with teasing a strip club, which it looks like it was lipsticks.
Yeah. So Lipsticks is going to be featured, and this is Joan's bachelorette party. And what was really, it's what stood out to me the most was Lucille took her to a female strip club, not a male strip club. Would anybody
Oh.
else find that to be odd, or is it just me?
That's just you.
I didn't think about it.
I mean, I was like, well, does she want to see a bunch of boobs everywhere? Or does she? So I was just really curious to know, like, does she prefer seeing the girls over the guys? Because technically, the girls could go to a male strip club and then the guys would go to a female strip club. I know a lot of times women have told us, you know, Captain, when she's on, she tells me all the time about what she would rather see girls than guys. So I wonder if this was Joan's preference.
Yeah, Joan,
By the
maybe.
look on her face, I think it was very out of her element.
Wait, but are we? But what about the mom's preference? What do you think the mom would was more into?
I think it was the mom's idea. She probably was like, yeah, fuck, I want to see this shit. Let's go.
Yeah, she's the one that planned it. So this would have been a perfect opportunity if the mom wanted to see a bunch of dudes to go and see a bunch of dudes. So I think Lucille was into it, right? Like I don't.
Yeah, I think Lucille was is pro if she was going to film a show, Lucille was more comfortable with like hot chicks than like some younger dongs in her face, maybe.
I don't know. That's so weird because like I know women are different, but like if I had the option to go to a female strip club or a male strip club, I'm obviously going to go to a female strip club. So like, but I know women, they're more comfortable with sexuality and they're more secure with sexuality. So I never know. So when I see this type of stuff, I'm like, Huh, so what made you want to see a bunch of naked chicks over a bunch of naked guys? So I'm always questioning stuff.
I have an opinion on that actually.
Oh, well,
Because,
I would
like,
love to hear it. I would love to hear it.
so I'm super duper straight. I sometimes wish I wasn't, but because men are trash, sorry. I have never been to a male strip club, like with men dancing, because the visual of just a bunch of like soft dicks being helicoptered in my face. There's absolutely nothing attractive about that at all. And they're like simulating like dry humping and doing the pony dance, whatever. And I'm like, but why do I want to grab your soft dick?
I have always felt that women are blessed with sensuality, right? Like their body is literally, I think John Mayer say you're there, it's a wonderland. It's just beauty, it's perfection. And it's difficult because men weren't given that same like, what do you want to call it? Blessing. Like men, I don't know, I'm not gay, but I think that men look all sweaty and it's so different to see like a guy versus a woman, because women's bodies, it's more sensual, the way they move, the way that, I think God definitely favored women when he built their bodies and then the way that they looked and the way that they move. So I always thought, I was like, well, women always have had an advantage over men when it comes to that, because even women will tell you women prefer looking at other women's bodies than men, even straight women. So I think that it's always going to be that issue, because men just always look sweaty and sloppy, right? Like, and it's not their fault. It's just kind of how it turned out.
Yeah, and then like, I mean, I don't have no first. I just know this from watching the show. I'm thinking of like that dude Clayton's, and when his chick had that bachelor party, and then yeah, they're wearing like those like socks over their dongs. It's like, oh.
Yeah, and
Yeah,
super
it's pretty
gross.
much like that, and
Ugh.
it's
You're right.
disgusting.
It's nothing sensual. It's so sloppy, and then men wearing thongs. It's just so sloppy, right? It's just not the same. And I might be biased, because I like women, but I might be biased. But it just seems much more appealing and better on the eyes when women do it, right? I always feel like women, if there's things that women just do better, and that's definitely something. I definitely agree.
True. So let's get into some of the couples tonight. Who do you want to talk about first?
Oh, so we finally got that throuple scene
The Brenda scene.
with Brenda slash Ani, and we were talking about, well, Ray finally was like, oh yeah, I told them, and Brenda started freaking out, and then in the moment, she's like, oh fuck, like oh fuck, like I'm figured out. So like, was this what you guys thought was gonna happen? Because we didn't really get any new information, right? They still didn't give us anything really new. We just know that she was using a fake name, which in actuality, if she was going by Ani in the club, strippers are not stupid. They don't use their real name. You know how many creepy, weird guys would follow strippers around if they were running around using their real name? So that's not really strange. But Ray said something about her being married, or he thought she was married, and then when she like said he wasn't, or she wasn't, she said something to him in Spanish, and then all of a sudden he was like, oh yeah, no, she's not. I misunderstood.
Like, well, just two things real quick. There was a good tweet from let me see what her username is. It's jaded whatever. Let's just call it Jaded. She on Twitter, she said, like, why are Matt and Imani acting like strippers don't use aliases all the time?
Well, right. It was really stupid, because they were like, we knew her name this whole time. And I was like, well, if you met her in the strip club, she never gave you her real name, because no stripper is gonna give you their real name. That's like legit. Remember, guys, back in the day, I told you that I used to drive for Uber. I used to drive an Uber, and there was a strip club that I used to pick girls up from, and the security for the strippers would come and like put her bag in the car. He would come talk to me, or whatever. And it was very secretive, like where they lived and everything. Like they had to make sure that they trusted these people, because strippers get stalked. Like there's guys who go in there and they give them tips, and they think that they know them, and they'll follow them and they'll try to stalk them. So you have to be super careful. So if they thought that they knew her name just based on seeing her dance at the club, this is their fault for being stupid, because you don't know any. That's intentional that you don't know anything about her, so she's safe when she leaves.
And then, yeah, the whole thing about still being married or whatever. Now, I'm trying to remember at the end of the episode where they previewed the next episode, didn't she walk out with a guy?
Yes, yeah, she did.
So is that the husband or something?
I don't know. Like, I feel like they're selling us something with her, and I think that at the end of the day, she was probably, I want to say she was playing them, but I think everybody was in on this storyline. But I think what they're going to try to sell us is that, oh, she was playing them. This was just a way for her to get money from them. And, you know, she never planned on marrying them. She never really planned on moving to the United States, which I can buy that. I think that she has it pretty good where she's at. She's like a aged out stripper who they still let dance in the club. She has it pretty good where she's at. I don't really think that she was looking to give all that up. I think she was looking for suckers to send her money, and that's what they've been doing this whole time.
Yeah, let me crowbar in a self compliment. But so you remember like when that one of our podcasts I talked about when I made that post and then Matt got all butthurt in the DMs. Yeah, and then anyway, and then I think I blocked him just because I have a low patience threshold with upset cast members. But and then I think like Imani though, she like DM'd me the other day, and I think she basically admitted I'm like her favorite blogger, and I was like, oh, that must be awkward because your Matt was mad at me.
Wait, so she DM'd you and said you were her favorite blogger? That's it. Yeah, that's really funny because Matt doesn't like you. So it shows you how much of not on the same page that they are, which we can really definitely see on the show too. They're definitely two disconnected people. You can tell that even if this was a real storyline, they're looking for love from other people because they don't really love each other anymore. Like I've picked up on that. So yeah, I could definitely see that.
Yeah, you would think they would be on the same page, but apparently they're,
No, they couldn't be
you
farther. Yeah,
know.
they couldn't be farther from understanding each other, which I think is hilarious. And I heard rumors online. Like I remember we read some Reddit stuff from like an old au pair or whatever that said that they've always had issues and they always didn't really love each other and fought and said nasty stuff to each other. I can see that. Like I can definitely see it. So the fact that she likes something that he doesn't, it all makes sense to me.
True,
Well, it's because she's
but
got good taste. She likes Shibuti. She likes Shibuti podcast. She's got good taste. Well,
yeah, but that whole scene, the fact that it was like 3 episodes to get to just for her to admit that she has a stripper name or that she was using her stripper name or whatever is like kind of laughable, right?
completely outrageous. Completely outrageous that, and you know, the last time they did this, I remember very vividly. It was what's her name? Julian's mom. Miss Debbie and Mohammed. And I remember that because they kept stretching it out, stretching it out, stretching out. Where he was like, oh, I don't ever want to get married, or I don't
You
want
mean
to.
Osama?
Yeah, Osama. And I remember they stretched that out for 3 or 4 weeks. And that scene where he finally said, I don't want to marry you, and she flipped out and she was like, what the hell did you just say? And they'd strip, and I was like, this is the last time that they did that. And that's what they did with this. They kept making it seem like we were going to get all these insane revelations in the meeting. And like you said, we just found out that she was using an alias as a stripper, which anyone who's ever, I don't even think you need to go to a strip club to know. Like, that's just common knowledge. It's common sense, you know, that if you go to a strip club, you're not going to actually be able to figure out. And even if you ask around, if you go to a strip club, unless you got a badge, you know, no one's going to tell you anybody's real name because that's just part of the safety environment to keep the girl safe.
Yeah,
Well, that's what girls do at the club anyways. They always give you fake names.
I was just gonna say, whenever I used to go out clubbing, I always gave a fake name.
Oh,
whoa, Jenny, what was your fake first name?
It's Rachel.
Oh,
I like that.
you must be a Friends fan, like Friends.
No, not even. I don't even know why I chose Rachel, but it's like not like an exotic, you know, cute name. It's just like a plain name. So I was just kind of like, go away. And then I would obviously give my phone number with one number difference, like everybody else does.
Oh no, you know
Wait.
what number I'd give them? My old work number.
Okay, so
But I used to work for a chat line, so you know.
do you know what a Pineapple Girls' real name? It's her real name is Strawberry Girl.
Oh, I
That
like
was a corny dad joke, but thank you.
it. I was gonna say one fruit different from the other. I like that.
Yeah. True. Speaking of, I don't know. Well, I was trying to think of a segue for fruit, but I don't know if there's any. Oh, there is. Well, we could talk about Burger King guy. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't
Does
know.
Burger King serve fruit?
I don't know if we can say that, but
That's politically incorrect.
yeah, we can talk about that. So they were finally back this week, and I thought I missed them, and then when they were back, I didn't because nothing really happened. But he did finally admit out loud to Aaliyah that he doesn't know how locked in he is if she's gonna go and chop off everything and become a woman. And I was like, see, I needed that honesty. You know, in the beginning, because I was like, you, because Aaliyah said something really funny tonight. She was like, I wonder, you know, how he's gonna adapt to the changes. And I was like, gender and sexuality isn't an a adaptation or an acceptance of something you don't like. Either you're straight, you're gay, you're bisexual, you're transgender. It's just what you are. You can't really adapt. So she's basically saying, is he going to adapt to me having a vagina? And I was like, well, no, he's gay. He's not going to adapt to you having a vagina. If that was the case, he would have stayed with his first wife. Like, so that was like the most ridiculous statement. I was like, no, he's not going to just adapt to you from having a penis to a vagina. That's not how sexuality and gender work.
True. And then what else? Well, then Burger King guy at the end, he like whipped out a prenup too.
Yeah. So we hadn't heard much about the prenup, and then he whipped out the prenup. We saw two prenups tonight.
Yeah.
Actually, now that you brought it up, we saw Burger King guy and Aaliyah's prenup, which I think is important because since Aaliyah has been in the US, she's been spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on reconstructive surgery. So I think it's very important that Sean signs a prenup because since she's arrived, she has been spending a lot of money on elective surgery. So if he wants to leave anything to his children when he leaves this world, they need to sign that prenup. And we saw Mark and Mina bring out the prenup, and I have a question for the table because he added a clause to the prenup, and I was always told that if you add or remove a clause, it has to be notarized and it has to go back to the lawyer before you can sign it. And also, they signed the prenup without a notary present. So, can you sign a prenuptial agreement without a lawyer or a notary present? And can you actually add or
I
remove
don't think
a clause?
so.
So yeah.
Yeah, I don't
So
think so.
I've gone through a prenup process, and I'm pretty sure it's not that different in the US from Canada. So, like, if your partner just presents you with a prenup that they wrote or their lawyer wrote and say, sign it, you can just sign it.
Oh, so you don't need to have a lawyer present.
No, and a lot of predatory men will pressure the women to not have a lawyer present, like my ex.
Oh. But what if he was to like change it? Because he wrote in a clause.
So we
Yeah.
both wrote in lots of clauses back and forth, and each time went through our lawyers.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I think when you add and remove, you have to make sure that a lawyer goes over it. If it's like you said, if it was just as it came and you signed it as it came, I guess that's okay because I didn't realize.
Like Jenny, the guy that gave you the prenup, has it been a guy you talked about on the show before or something?
This was the one that I was engaged to from
Oh,
age 28 to 30.
one that was like kind of racist.
Recess? Yeah, that one, that one.
Oh, interesting.
Was there any weird clauses in the pre?
Yes, there was. So this
Is
is what
there
I
any?
learned, 'cause like I didn't even know, I didn't think prenups were necessary, 'cause when I first met him, I was like, oh, you make good money, I make good money, like we'll have a good life, no problem. And then like months in, I moved in with him and I was like, yo, how'd you afford this place? What's your mortgage? And he's like, I don't have one. So then I learned that he has family money, which I didn't know before, like from his dad. And
Oh.
his dad, being a wealthy, smart person, put a lot of his money into his children's names, right? So, like this investment account under like four children, so he doesn't get taxed on it, et cetera, et cetera. So they're all doing all these smart things. So, in my clause, so in the province of Ontario, so like one of our states, the law already protects both parties pretty well. So like George, if you and I got married and you came in with $1 million and I came in with $10,000, and if we break up and get divorced, you walk away with your initial $1 million and I walk away with my initial $10,000, but whatever we grew together as a family and our matrimonial home gets split in half. That's like just the law. And so that's what I thought we would do. Cause I'm like, I ain't got nothing. Like, okay, you keep yours. No problem. And even if you inherit anything from his parents, inheritances and gifts are never shared, even after you're married. So if he inherits his whole, whatever, his dad's whole thing, I wouldn't even get it as a married person. So it's, he's already protected, right? But in the clause, they wrote, they're like, here's a list of his assets. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And during this whole marriage, if he uses even $10 from any of these list of assets to buy something with you, if so, even if I pay like half of it, if he touches even one of these listed accounts, then if he gets to get divorced, he walks away with the whole thing.
Oh.
Oh.
Which is crazy. So I was like, absolutely not. Yeah. So I hired lawyers and we changed it, went back, and their lawyers were like, And then I was like, okay, let's do a sunset clause. Because that's what I'm sure Sean and Aaliyah are doing, a sunset clause, which is what a lot of people, older people, will do with a younger partner. So it just says, like, and you guys make it up. It says, if we divorce after 2 years and we don't have children, you get nothing. If we divorce after 5 years, you get 20 grand. After 10 years, 100 grand. So
it continues to grow up.
So for the older guy, it's like, okay, so if you want to just come get my money and run, try to run, if you run under our 2 years, you get nothing anyway. But on the other side, like if this is what Sean and Aaliyah are doing, Aaliyah then has to prolong her decisions to do any more surgeries to like really embrace her. Like,
don't sunset your penis for 10 years.
Well,
yeah, so I don't know. They might be doing that.
Well, yeah, I'm assuming that's probably what it is, because at the same time, how long do you really think Aaliyah is going to want to be with him once she becomes the woman that she is with her big boobs and her big BBL and her new vajayjay? She's not going to want to be with that guy. She's going to want to be with somebody her own age. So I think that if that is, and again, I don't know how much Aaliyah understands all of this stuff. I mean, obviously English is a second language, but like, I'm a grown ass man and I didn't know anything about a sunset clause until you said that. So it's like, I wonder how much does she really understand at the end of the day too.
I think a lot of it is that most people on the receiving end of a prenup don't know that they can write it too. Like, it's a document for both parties. So you gotta both agree. It's not a here it is and you sign it.
I think the person with the least amount of money thinks that it's not their document. It's the person with the most money's document. Because that's how a lot of people would explain it to me. They were like, well, the rich person is going to have me sign a prenup. But like you said, it doesn't just belong to the person with the most money. It has to be agreed on by everybody.
Yeah. So, and then you can put in a clause like, okay, I don't got no money. So if I have evidence that you cheat once, you owe me $1 million. Twice, you owe me $500 million, whatever. Like, you can put that in there.
They were in an open relationship, so I don't even know. Well, I can't say they, because Aaliyah said she wasn't, but Sean said he was, so I don't even think you can add that, because he said the whole time that they were long distance he was sleeping with men.
Yeah, and then she can put it in the clause now, like, okay, so I won't do bottom surgery as long as you don't fuck anyone else. And then he's not gonna like that, she's not gonna like that, and you know.
True. Yeah. Should we talk about other couples?
Yeah, that nothing really happened with Mina. Well, I did want to talk about the fact. Wait, was that Mina who did that?
The only thing I tweeted about Mina was like, when you cry, like real tears, it comes from the corner of your eye. But if it's like a fake tear, it can drop from the middle of your eye, right?
I don't know. I think that they can come from any part of the eye.
I don't know. I always feel like, when it's fake tears, like let's say you put eye drops, then it always drips from like the middle of your eyelid.
Nah, I don't know. Now that you say that, oh no.
Because I did a tweet about it with a screenshot. Go look it up.
Okay. I mean, can I feel it? I mean, do you know? Hold on a second.
Because your eye, your tear ducts are like in the corner of your eye, not in the middle. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh no. I'm gonna Google it.
Because when you put in the eye drops to make you cry, it like always pours out fakely, like in the middle of your eyes. I'm just saying. Jenny, do you have a thought? She's a
as someone with Asian shaped eyes, I will say my tears come out of everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a flatter under eye shape.
True. Well, that was my only Mina tweet. That's why I like so hung up on it, but
no, I'm not sure. You know me, whenever I don't know the answer to something, I'm obsessed with it until I figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
They can go from the corner of the eye to the like closer to the nose and to to the other side as well. So they can come from, because your tear gland sits
Okay.
above, and then there's tear ducts. I'll send you a Google image so you guys can know what
I'm
the heck
looking
I'm
at
talking
it. I'm
about.
looking at it, and it says inside the upper lids above each eye are the tear ducts. But then in the illustration, they are kind of in the middle.
Oh, well, we'll have to edit this part of the show out if I'm ever wrong.
To be right,
keep it in.
Tears build up. Well, no, it says tears build up on the outer side of the eye, a little below the cornea. You see that, Gina?
Mm-hmm.
And so
you see where it says tear ducts? It's like in the corner. It's near your nose.
In the corner, but it says they build up on the opposite side. Do you see that diagram?
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know.
I'm gonna stick with my gut, which is like real tears come from like near your nose in the corner. But if you do like eye drops or fake crying, it'll just drip down the middle of your eyelid.
You might be right. I mean, she acted like she didn't want to get married without her son. And then this week she figured out a way to get her sister to the US and wasn't even talking about her son. So you could be right. She could be faking this whole thing. Because I was like, how do you manage to get your sister here, but you can't even get your son here?
She's probably on a tourist visa or a visitor's visa, and they're working on another visa for
the
son,
obviously.
Why can't the
son just visit so he can be at the wedding?
We're talking about people who don't know how to put a child in a child like safety car, like in their safety car. All right. We're talking about two dumbasses.
If you could figure out a way to get your sister here on a tourist visa, you could have figured out a way to get your son here on a tourist visa for he could be there for the wedding. Right. Like that. I don't know. I feel like that your son should have been more of a priority than your sister. But again, I don't know her. I'm just saying, I just felt like if you really wanted your son to be there, he would have been on the same flight with your sister. That's just what I feel.
True.
But we can talk about Joan and her family and Greg. Mm-hmm. So Greg was back on tonight, carrying the show on his back, and he went to work. I'm not convinced. He said he was going to work. I'm convinced. I think he's going to an all-you-can-eat buffet, and he's going to stay there all day.
Like, for his first day going to a new job, he's just wearing this like shirt with a bunch of lint on it.
Yeah, I don't believe that he's going to a new job. I think he's going to an all-you-can-eat buffet, and he's going to stay there all day.
Maybe he's going to Lipsticks first, the possible.
Yeah, and all he wanted to do was pack a big-ass lunch. Did you see his lunchbox? It looked like a cooler you would take to a tailgate.
Yeah, but
a construction site.
Really, yes. Embarrassing.
It was ridiculous. I was like, I can't with this guy. But what am I going to talk about?
The food in there must be spectacular if it's coming from his mama, like the pasta and the antipasta.
Sausage and peppers.
Oh yes, yes, and the meatballs and the chicken pot. Oh yeah. Okay, continue,
yeah.
George.
No, I agree. I had lasagna today, and my God, it was so good.
not to like step on your lasagna orgasm, but did you see the carrot cake I posted?
Yeah, I did.
Yes.
I did. I really do like carrot cake. So did you have some of that carrot cake?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it like to be that big.
Where'd you get it?
There's a place, I don't think it's like near where you are, but there's a restaurant. There's more than one location, but it's called like Ted's Bulletin. So that's where I got it from.
Oh yeah, we don't got that.
But it was way bigger than I thought. It was good. I mean, I obviously brought some home, but because I'm not a maniac. But yeah, it tasted good. I will say there's a diner near me that has even better tasting carrot cake, but it was good, but it was not as good as this diner near me that's even better.
Yeah, it depends on where you get your carrot cake from.
And it's, I feel like also like, if does it feel like it was just, you know, how fresh it feels, you know?
Yeah, because people don't realize that carrot cake has
different aspects of it. And you don't go to Walmart and get some carrot cake that they've had sitting in that little cooler for a week. You have to, it depends on where you get your carrot cake from. Because for the longest time, I thought I didn't like carrot cake, but if it's just, it wasn't fresh. And then when I started getting good carrot cake and ordering good carrot cake, I realized that I really, really like it. It's one of my favorite cakes. So yeah, it definitely depends on where you're getting it from. Be very careful of freshness, because you'll think you don't like it, but it's good if you get it from the right place.
True. Oh, and then we gotta talk about Sarper going to the castle and talking to what's his face, the French guy.
Oh, Dan, the French baguette. Okay, so Dan rented. Okay, so I watched Pillow Talk, and he said that he owned that castle on Pillow Talk, but there was nothing hanging on the wall. So what are our thoughts on this? Because we can usually spot our Airbnb from a mile away. Mahogany was the one who started the Airbnbs on the thing or whatever. So
Mean my girlfriend Mahogany?
your girlfriend Mahogany.
Jabuti.
Jabuti. So Mahogany started it, and I want to get everybody's thoughts at the table, because do y'all think that he owns that castle, or do you think that that's an Airbnb like Amani and Matt's house on this season? Because they didn't have anything hanging on the wall. There was nothing anywhere that made that a house that someone lived in. Did you see anything in that house? Did you see a coat, shoes, forks, condiments, pictures on the wall? I didn't see anything that made that a house.
Where is the castle?
Like in LA, right?
It's somewhere in LA.
LA? No, he don't live there.
Well, yeah, because think about it. If he owned that castle in LA, that would be like a $20 million home.
And he would have made it a tourist attraction
I feel like
already.
Hollywood Hills. That's what I was gonna say, Amber Lee.
Yeah, Hollywood Hills. And he was on Pillow Talk. And I don't remember who he was talking to, maybe Brandon and his mom, and they were like, "How did you buy this castle?" And he's like, "Oh, I'm a real estate broker. And I thought it was a nice castle, so I just bought it." And I was like, "I'm sorry." So Shekinah's other friend, remember, she had a really nice house, and she had like live-in goats. Wait, was it goats or cows?
Cows or something. Like a
Cows. Living
cows.
cows. And her house was really nice too. It had like a nice gate. And then Shekinah was living in her little one bedroom tiny apartment, where it was a kitchen slash workspace with a bedroom that had like nothing in it. So I was like, are Shekinah's friends millionaires and she's broke, or are they all just renting Airbnbs for the show? Because I was
Yeah,
like,
they're all just renting Airbnbs for the show.
that's how I feel. I mean, Shabuti, what did you think? When you saw the castle, did you think this is Dan's house?
Well, I wish I could go back. I did watch Pillow Talk, and he was definitely proud of his like job. He's like a real estate broker and a developer.
Yes.
And the way he was cute, the way, like, I think, I don't know, somebody just said it in the chat, but when he met with what's his name, Sarper, he was like peacocking with his castle, like, "Yeah, I own this shit, you jackass." So I would have to go back and look, your point of like there's no decorations. So I'm kind of like 50-50. I feel like I can buy both sides of the argument. I would want to go back and Pillow Talk and double check,
Yeah,
because there's an
you
argument that he's rich as fuck and that is his house if he does have that job. And there's an argument that it's like a Airbnb, and we know how much like production likes to bullshit us. So
Well, right. And there's a possibility that he's an investment, like an investment broker, and he does own that house with other investors. Because I know people, they'll go and they'll buy really nice things and properties, or they'll go in and buy like an apartment building with like 100 units, and it'll be like 10, 20 people. They're all investors, and they do technically own that property with a whole bunch of other people, and it's an investment. So technically, maybe it is part his with a whole bunch of other investment brokers, because
it could,
people.
yeah, or it could be a thing where, yeah, like exactly what you just said, but it could be an Airbnb that he owns with other people or something.
Or like a
Correct.
timeshare.
Right. Yeah, that's true too. Yeah, you could. It just seemed, because in LA, in the Hollywood Hills, that type of home would be $20 million, right? Like that's something that they would film a reality show in. So I was just like, what are the odds that Shekinah's friend can afford that? And I'm just like, the fact that it didn't have any pictures on the wall. Because that was how we figured out Mahogany, because she had bunk beds in her bedroom. And I was like, what you got bunk beds for? And then there was no pictures on the wall. And there was like a surfboard. And I was like, this is not your house. What do you mean? Right? Like,
I'm sure, like, if Gina and I like spent like 20 minutes, if we Googled around, we could probably, or went on Google Maps and like, I'm sure we could probably find that home, you
Oh,
know?
I was already trying to find it when you guys were talking about it. So don't you worry about that. But I
Oh.
couldn't find anything under Airbnb, under LA Castles. And when I put LA
In
Castles, I couldn't
Hollywood,
find
Hibble's Castle.
Castle. I found it.
Yeah.
I would say
And
look on look
found
on
it.
Zillow.
Found it, George?
Oh, wait. No, this isn't it. Okay.
But like if it was, maybe it was like a house where a bunch of people got just like murdered. But it's LA. I feel like that might get you a higher asking price.
Well, you're
I'll
just.
have to do a reverse Google image search on it tomorrow when the
Yeah.
episode's on Discovery Plus.
Oh yeah, they did show the full outside. You're right, Gina. They so you could do a reverse image search. Cause yeah, when I Google Hollywood Hills Castle, there's a lot of them. So like
Yeah, but none look like that.
yeah, so it would take me a while to find that specific castle because there's actually like nicer ones. Actually, like the one that he had wasn't even that nice compared to the ones that came up. So yeah, it'll take a minute to find it, but I don't know. I just wasn't sold. So on Friday, you know, we can revisit the conversation after we've had more time to find it and see if it's on Airbnb. And if not, you know, you can examine the inside to determine, you know, what you feel when you look at it.
Yeah. But it was that was an enter that was probably that wasn't I don't it wasn't that was an entertaining scene, but the fact that Shopper, he was like, I can't do anything about it because they'll deport me if I beat him up.
Yeah, that was kind of funny because it's not true they wouldn't, because remember Larissa kept beating up Colt, and then that, I mean, she got so many domestic violence charges against Colt while she was still on her visa, and they didn't deport her. So I was like, actually, Sarper, you can beat him up, but we don't.
But I will say, when like to back up before the Sarper, what was it, Dan? His name is Dan, right?
Yeah.
The before the Sarper and Dan meeting, back up to when Sarper and Shekinah were like eating, at least sitting down at the cafe or something, and then that whole thing was so telegraphed by the producers of like, hey, yeah, you should go to Dan's house and like talk it out with him. It's like if they weren't, if that was like so telegraphed for like the storyline, the fact that Shekinah said that.
Well, yeah, because there's no reason why they should have a conversation, because he doesn't have to get along. Because I tell people this all the time. If you're in a relationship with somebody and you don't like one of their friends, it's not a requirement that you have to get along with their friend. You don't have to, you don't have to feel obligated to try to figure it out or have a kumbaya with them. That's not a requirement of the relationship. You also can't go out with them and their friends and assault their friends. You know, like you can't do that, but you don't have to be best friends with their friends. That's not a requirement for a relationship. So yeah, the production were like, oh, you should go to his house, just you, because you don't get along. Like you don't send somebody, you wouldn't send somebody to someone's house that you know they don't like each other, right? Like you wouldn't do that. So you know that that was definitely production, and they production told them you're not going to get physical. So that was definitely something that production had to do it. Because you send somebody to somebody's house and they don't like the person, you might need to send the police too, because you might be getting somebody beat up. You know, like you don't do that.
Were there any couples we haven't talked about yet? Oh, we didn't talk about Maddie or
We
whatever.
didn't talk about Mahdi and his burlesque experience. So he the Stevie took Mahdi to the burlesque show, which he was extremely uncomfortable with, which they didn't even like take everything off. They were wearing pasties. So it wasn't like she took him to, because remember last podcast we were talking about shows that were completely topless and bottomless. So she didn't take him to like the raunchiest type place. These women always had something on, but they just they had pasties on, and he was really, really uncomfortable and bothered at the fact. And I'm trying to be sensitive to his culture and the differences in culture, but at the same time, Somebody posed a really good question to me on Twitter. They were like, because he was like, I don't understand this. This is taboo. I don't know anything about the United States. And then Gina was trying to tell me on Twitter, she was like, well, George, you have to understand all of the United States websites and stuff are blocked over there. Because I was like, well, why won't he just learn about the US? And I guess they hate the US. We're their nemesis. So they don't even want you learning about us. So what was really weird to me, I was like, why would you learn your nemesis native tongue perfectly? Because I was like, he speaks English better than people that were born here, but his culture wants nothing to do with us. So it's like a
Well, I think you're incorrect in the sense of the regular citizens actually love Western culture in America. It's just the government doesn't like it.
well, yeah, but your government is what who sets the rules. So it's just really odd to me because he spent so much time becoming fluent in English, but he also spent like no time understanding our culture. Like when I'm going to like Virginia, I'll look up some stuff in Virginia just so I don't look like an idiot when I get there. So the fact that he moved all the way across the world to the United States and didn't even try to like understand any of the culture is really weird to me. You know, like, 'cause he was like, I wasn't ready. I'm so surprised. This is so crazy.
I don't, you know, but like, okay, so at the end of the episode, when they, after they left the cabaret or whatever burlesque place, and then they went to a bar to get some drinks and were sitting down, and then Maddie kind of apologizes to what's her face and saying, like, oh yeah, sorry for how I kind of reacted rudely to you when I met you, when I learned the news that you and she drew you naked. So he was at that point, he was like, it was like a mea culpa where he was like, yeah, I'm sorry I reacted that way. So I think part of it is Maddie's kind of, I think some of it's, so I feel like his overreactions a little bit are kind of over the top, like embellishments that in reality, I don't think he's that affected or insulted or freaked out as much as he's putting on for the show. That's how I feel.
I agree. I don't think it's possible that he would come over here and agree to live here if he would be so bothered by everything. 'Cause he's like, oh, this is just so he everything makes him uncomfortable. And I was like, well, when I'm uncomfortable in a situation, I like to remove myself from the situation. I wouldn't purposely keep putting myself back in that situation. So yeah, I think that they're telling him to say, oh, you're bothered by this, you're uncomfortable by this, everything bothers you. Make it seem like, you know, this is so out of character for you. Wait, Gina, what did you send?
I sent Dan's profile of
That's the castle in
Instagram.
the, yeah, that's the castle in that picture.
Okay, there you go.
So wait, what is this? What profile did you, where was that?
That's
That
his
was under.
Instagram.
That's his Instagram. And then from there, I saw that they posted like a Christmas video. I'm like, that looks like the castle. And then I clicked at the at, and then there you go.
How far down? I'm looking for it.
What do you mean, how far down?
The
Like
video.
his
Where is
profile.
the video?
For our Patreon people, I'll put the link to his Instagram if y'all want it.
Oh, wait.
Because the castle had its own Instagram. Where is it? I don't see it.
Okay, on Dan's profile,
Right, I got it. 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 I got it.
there you go. There's like a what looks like a castle picture.
Yo, yeah. Okay.
I'm
That's
like, is this
cool.
it?
Oh, so you're, oh wait, so the castle has its own Instagram account?
Has his own Instagram. It's called Mulan
Yeah.
Mulholland Castle.
Mulholland
It's on
Castle.
Mulholland Drive, which is a famous drive.
Yeah, so I think this is but yeah,
It
look.
looks like it.
There's like random people at a hollow in Halloween pictures on here. So yeah, this is a property that people
Well,
use.
that's definitely it, and it has its own Instagram account. Yeah,
Yeah.
weird that it would have its own Instagram account. I'll post this link in the Patreon as well.
Yeah, that's not his house. Just like I said, I mean, it might be his house, but it's a property that if you got the right amount of money, you can go to. That's why there wasn't no pictures of him on the wall. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it might be owned by him and some other investors. But
Well, let's just take a look here.
he was trying to say, I live here. This
Well,
that,
you know, no, but like literally, it's if you look at the first. Oh, by the way, I guess it's like in Brentwood, California, maybe. But it's like it says, "Discover the beauty of Mulholland Castle during the golden hour," and then it says, "Thanks to at LA
oh,
State Rentals." So it's
LA
like a
State.
rental.
It's an event venue. You can rent it basically as a venue.
That's
Yeah,
exactly
the
what
rentals.
it. But again, I don't know if he owns it or a bunch of people that got together and bought it, because I know rich people do that all the time. When back when I was in Ohio, there's a bunch of rich people and they all got together when the housing crisis started and they went and bought a whole bunch of houses and then they started renting them out. It was like 10 people, they were all rich and they went and bought like 20 something houses and they just started like a real estate thing. So he could be rich, but he's not, "I own this castle" rich. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think that
Like,
he
this
owns
is a
it.
business venture castle.
Yeah. Cause he was like, "Oh, come look at my castle." And I'm like, "Nah, bro. Like, I don't know you, but I know that you're not like a castle, bro. Like, I know that."
Yeah, I think you're right when you said it's like a rental.
I mean, when I can pack, I've stayed in enough Airbnbs to know an Airbnb when I see one. And when I looked at it, I was like, there ain't no pictures on the wall. There's nothing in the kitchen. Because you can tell, because if you go into somebody's kitchen, you're gonna see a spice rack, you're gonna see condiments, you're gonna see something that shows that they live there on a daily basis. If you go to an Airbnb, you're gonna see a microwave, you're gonna see a refrigerator, a paper towel rack. You're not gonna see condiments, no salt and pepper. You're not gonna see anything that shows that people eat there every day. That's how you know that it's an Airbnb.
True. So yeah, that's in whether he maybe owns it with business partners and he rents it out, but either way, it's a rental.
Well, it is for sale for 6 million.
It's up for sale. Interesting. So it's no matter who owns it, it's for sale. See, he didn't say that on the show either. He said this was his bat cave. See, that's what I'm saying. I don't know why people think they can go on TV and just be lying about stuff, because all this information is out there. You can't just be lying. People don't know.
True. And yeah, Gina hooked us up with the link just now, if I can get it to load.
Let's see. Where's oh, hold on. Oh yeah, it's on Zillow. Okay, it's on Zillow for $5,988,088. It's only 3,800 square feet. It looks so much bigger, but you know what? It's not a very wide house. It's like a long. It's none. I'm looking at it.
And that's like not even that much money because Gina, like one house in Vancouver and definitely one house in Toronto, that's 6 million.
Exactly. That's why I said I need 2 million to, like, you know, I have standards. 2 million.
Shabu, did you put the link in Patreon?
Zillow one?
Yeah.
I can, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna do it. All right, guys. So if you're listening live or if you're on our Patreon, there's the link. It's in Encino.
Yeah,
It's
just to our Patreon people, don't send these links to like other bloggers or anything.
No, this is just for us. The other bloggers are already gonna steal this anyway. So this is just for us. They're gonna listen to this and then steal the information or repost it as their own, but that's what they do. But yeah, so that way you guys can see it's a 5-bedroom, 5-bath, 3,800 square foot. And the furniture that was in there from the show is in these photos. So it came staged, and he literally used the staged house for the show. It's pretty,
That
though.
didn't take long for me to find it.
That was fast. I'm very, I mean, you don't, I want to say you shocked me, but no, you don't. You're very quick. You're very thorough. So, yeah. But that was just my original first mind. I was like, this isn't your house. And I don't want to sound like a hater, but I know a Airbnb when I see one. If I would have saw like he had coats hanging up or he had like things on the table, he had a picture of his mama on the wall, like something, but I was like, no, it's not, bro. Sorry, I can't buy.
True.
All right, so who else was on tonight? I don't remember. I know, I think one and Jessica weren't, right? One and Jessica weren't on.
No, the
Yeah.
other thruple weren't on.
Yeah. So who else?
I
Where,
think I think did we hit all the bases? I don't know.
maybe we did. I'm looking through my tweets and I think we hit all the bases. Yeah, because one and Jessica weren't on. And Gina, was there another person that wasn't on? Or was it just one?
Oh no, I think it was just Juan and Jessica, from my
Okay.
knowledge.
Yeah, you're right. Sean and Aaliyah were on too. So yeah, it was just Juan and Jessica that weren't on this week. And a lot of people are going online saying they think Juan and Jessica are not together right now. And
Oh God.
I don't know if y'all have Instagram and TikTok, but if you go and look, you can see what's going on with them. I don't want to ruin nothing for nobody. But like if you have social media and you go on either of their pages, you'll know if they're together or not.
So
What?
I have a
Jessica?
question or a thought process. So what did you guys think about Lucille being the designated Uber driver for Joan, and Joan telling her, you can't sit with us, you can't come to the get the alterations
Well,
done? I just
I mean, I understood that she wanted it to be with her family because her family wasn't there. So I kind of understood. And I do know I've watched enough shows. Like I remember I Love a Mama's Boy the last season, and the girlfriend was getting married for the Mama's Boy, and then the mother-in-law went and she ruined this the well, the girl's mom showed up, and then the mother-in-law showed up and she ruined the dress thing for them, because then the mom of the mama's boy went and picked out a wedding dress for herself and made it about her. So I understand why women are picky of who they let into those type of events, because the wrong people can ruin that event for
but
you.
George, this woman's living like rent free because of her
No,
son in
you're
her
right.
house.
No, you're right. So to ask her to drive her there and then ask her to sit in the car and wait for me, but you can't come in, it's rude. Just like it was rude for her to say, you could get out more, you could leave the house more so I don't have to look in your face.
Yeah.
That's rude. That is very rude. And, I don't know if Joan is rude in general or if the producers are telling her to say stuff that's rude or what. Like, I don't know. I can't really tell. She
I
doesn't.
would have been like, get out of the damn car and take an Uber yourself, or you're walking. I am putting up with this shit.
I mean, I wouldn't have drove. I don't like to drive anyway, Gina. So if somebody asked me to take them somewhere, I probably would say no. But if somebody was going to tell me, take me somewhere, but you can get lost, then I definitely wouldn't have took them nowhere.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was rude, but it made for funny TV.
Well, yeah, because Joan or Lucille was like, it's all good. Payback will be better. So we're going to watch them be petty with each other, which I'm totally for. I'm absolutely for watching the two of them go at it. Like I have no issue with that.
True. Well, it's getting kind of late. It's like past one, so I feel like we should end the show.
Well, yeah, it wasn't much. But look at us finding something to talk about out of nothing. Look at us. We figured out something to talk about.
Yeah. So I think that's it. Thank you, Jenny, for contributing. We'll try to catch up with some of our other regulars soon, but I kind of want to end it because it's getting late.
Yeah, it's late, and well, depending on what happens tomorrow, because there is a premiere party tomorrow, right, for the new show Hunt for Love, which they're going to stream live, and there's going to be
Oh,
the
Jesus.
finale. Yeah, there's going to be the finale of Diaries 2 as well, which has Kimberly and Liz and what's his name,
Hi,
Ray. So yeah, we might have something to talk about tomorrow. So we maybe we'll talk to you guys tomorrow about that, depending on, how that goes.
true. All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening to 90 Fiancé Fridays on a
Sunday.
Monday.
Peace out, everyone.
Peace out, everybody.
Night.